This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I told you this was all going to a civil war, and now with the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, it's more apparent to almost everyone that this probably breaks down into a civil war in one way or another. And just to briefly describe the Charlottesville event of 2017, August, I don't know what day it was, the event featured right-wing people protesting against the effort to take down, I think, a statue of General Lee, who was, of course, the most famous general of the Confederate Army. And, of course, the left has become an intolerant group of bigots and racists themselves who can't tolerate history. So they want to memory hole all the history of the South, which the people on the right see as basically cultural genocide against their history and their heroes and their memories. And but the left demands that, well, the left also actually wants to execute all white people. And they think that being white is bad and that all men are rapists and that heterosexuals are bad, that everybody should be a non-white transgender, you know, gender fluid. I don't know. The point is, what we're having here, we're seeing a clash of the extreme intolerance of the left combined with determination on the right to protect their culture and their history. And whether or not you agree with either of these sides, the point is that the conflict has now reached a tipping point where there's no middle ground for these two groups to talk to each other. Now, at the same time, the left, the radical left, is also building up these armed communist groups. There's, I think, the Red Knights of Austin, Texas. There's Redneck Revolt, which is a radical left-wing terrorist group recruiting people in 30 U.S. cities. And these radical left-wing groups, they're fascists and they're communists, and they wear red bandanas and they carry around AK-47s, and they openly talk about overthrowing the government. Yet nobody in the mainstream media ever labels them hate groups. Nobody labels them domestic terrorists. Nobody labels them violent groups of any kind. But when a bunch of white people show up at a rally and don't shoot anybody, they're labeled violent extremists. So there's of course extreme liberal bias in the media in covering all of this. Remember when that Bernie Sanders supporter, that liberal, went to a softball field in I think Alexandria and tried to shoot and kill a bunch of Republican congressmen, and he managed to shoot one of them, but not kill him, and before he was killed himself. Remember that? And the left didn't really have much to say about that, because that was their terrorist, you know? In any case, the point is that this is reaching a point now where it's about to explode into an escalation of violence that will take place in the cities. You see, the cities are the battlegrounds for the next civil war, and I've talked about this in previous podcasts. And just for the record, you know I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see bloodshed. I don't want to see Americans fighting each other like this. What I'm offering you is an unfortunate analysis that I've seen coming for a long time, and now it's really become apparent to almost everyone. I doubt this can be stopped. Because the left, think about this, the left doesn't tolerate democracy anymore. They hate election outcomes where they don't win. They have no tolerance for anyone who disagrees with them. They want to run a totalitarian left-wing state with no room for dissent, no room for debate, nothing. That's what the left has become. And they are mean bullies. They attack Christians. They attack the pizza parlors, the bakeries. They attack people for being white. They actually discriminate against people for the color of their skin if their skin happens to be Caucasian-looking. That's how intolerant the left has become. And there's no place for them in a free society. They don't even honor the outcomes of elections. So they really don't deserve to be able to vote if they don't honor the outcome of the vote. Why participate in something that you don't believe in anyway? They shouldn't vote at all. So this is coming to a point where the radical left and the right, maybe you might call certain factions of it the alt-right, these two groups absolutely cannot get along. And if you put them in the same room, they will try to kill each other using whatever they have available at the time. This violence is going to spill over into the cities. This is what I fear. And cities, not just Charlottesville, but Los Angeles or maybe Houston or Chicago, for that matter. I see the cities as the battlegrounds. Really, California is where I think we'll see a lot of the clashes. But no matter what happens, I don't think that America as we know it today is going to exist for much longer. I've been predicting perhaps a California secession or, on the flip side, a Texas secession. And I have, just as a personal note, I have intentionally and strategically chosen to locate myself in Texas, given the possibility that Texas will become its own nation, perhaps in the not-too-distant future, the Republic of Texas, with President Greg Abbott, who would be an awesome president, by the way. Look. This could go like radical left-wing fascism, the whole country. Like all of America could go in the direction of North Korea or communist China, which is really the direction it's leaning, because of George Soros and the other manipulators who are pulling the strings of everybody, and the spinelessness of Congress, by the way. Or it could go to the right. It could go more independent, more in the direction of Trump, if there are some real breakthroughs in that realm. It's a difficult, it's almost a binary choice at this point. There's probably no middle ground. It's either going to go radical left or it's going to go more liberty and more conservative. I don't see much middle ground anymore, and I'm not sure which way it's going to go. If it goes more conservative, then California secedes. If it goes more left wing, then Texas secedes. And if Texas secedes, other states will probably join it. Potentially Arizona, Oklahoma, maybe even Florida or Louisiana, for all we know. Or who knows? New Mexico is a candidate. Arkansas. There's a lot that could happen here. So my point is, if you aren't preparing at this point for civil war, then you're not living in reality. I know that I talk about this quite a bit. And it seems like some distant future dream world that's not real until it is real. Well, now it's real because of Charlottesville. I mean, people are killing each other, literally killing each other in the streets of Charlottesville. That's now part of history. That's a fact. And it's something that I predicted and I warned you about. Well, now it's here and it's only going to escalate. And of course, the mainstream media is going to push the escalation. They're going to lie about things. They're going to distort the facts. And they're going to try to pit one side against the other. They're going to try to make it worse. They will try to escalate a civil war to blame the right. That's their goal. And their ultimate goal is to, of course, call for the complete abolition of all conservatism, the complete stripping away of all Second Amendment rights, the silencing of all white people, and the installation of a new totalitarian left-wing radical regime rooted in communism, with President Mark Zuckerberg, who is a big-time communist at heart. He loves communist China. I happen to think that there are enough armed patriots in America that they won't let that happen. These are dangerous times. And that's what I've been trying to say for quite some time. So be ready, be prepared, be safe, definitely stand for liberty, and be willing to defend yourself. But don't initiate violence. We need to de-escalate all this violence, and we need to get back to eliminating Google censorship, eliminating Facebook censorship, where we can have debates again. We can hear all sides of arguments instead of just the radical left-wing side, which is what Google and Facebook and YouTube have done, and Twitter, for that matter. They are in part responsible for all of this, by the way, because of their censorship, and they've silenced half the country, and that half is getting pretty darn frustrated, I would say. So those are some thoughts behind the situation. Beware, it's only going to get worse. Read my website, civilwar.news, for updates on all of this. And also, of course, check out survival.news as things get more extreme. You'll learn about how to survive hard times there. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.